the Better Lawns and Gardens. Right now, I think the landscape could be a busy place. Teresa and I will tell you what we're doing. For example, I'm fertilizing my orchids and container growing plants, but that's just a start. Also, hurricane season is not that far away. Dr. John Roberts joins us to help determine how safe our trees might be and what to do. We're also waiting for your phone calls at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered and to make a comment. Tom is at the controls. Teresa Watkins and I are co-hosting the program, and Joni is here too. Why don't you join Tom, Teresa, John, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-690-5113. 888-690-5113. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-690-5113. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. It's becoming hard for me to keep up with our landscape chores. I did get our poolside planting taken care of, getting the plants repotted, and Joni's been out there grooming them. We added a few more. Joni will tell you about our crotons during the program. She found heavy scale insects on one, and I have to deal with that. I did yesterday, actually. Then I finished planting our colorful window boxes that are really boxes on a fence. Fence boxes, I guess you could call them. The petunias are about gone. I started marigolds that are looking great at this point in time. Some of them still need transplanting, and I'll get to that. But there are more things to do, and I have my list, and I know Teresa has some things too. Plus, we missed National Lawn Care Month. Can you believe that? Well, we'll have a few tips for you to use. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens and Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Don't forget to pick up copies of our books. Both Teresa and I have books. Just put our name into a Google search, and I'm sure they'll all come up for you. During hour number one, Dr. John Roberts, University of Florida and Orange County Residential Horticulturist and Master Gardener Coordinator at the Orange County Extension Center, joins us with an up-to-date on needed tree care. John has a doctorate degree in environmental horticulture with a specialty in urban forestry. That's kind of a neat thing to have right now. And Teresa, you have hour number two covered, right?
I certainly do. We have a great talk scheduled with the houseplant guru, Lisa Eldridge Steinkoff. So I'm looking forward to talking to her. She's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, houseplant guru. That's kind of neat, actually.
It is.
Don't forget our webpage is up for May. I have what to do in the landscape, information on the tomato mite that affected my plants and some of my others. Tips of growing hollyhocks. I'm harvesting seeds right now. And Easter flowers. Joni has a section on her favorite flowers. There's also Tom's Got to Do's, Moonsign Planting Dates. So go up and take a look. BetterLawns.com. And Teresa, you have a newsletter, right?
I do. I have In Your Backyard monthly newsletter. It's free. They can go to my website, which is shehe-consulting.com, and just sign up for it. And I have some tips too, and also some designing information and landscaping malpractice. So I've got some different information there on my newsletter, but it's lots of fun, and you can get it very easily on my website.
Sounds good. And we want to remind everybody, Tom Benson is at the controls. When we say Tom, it's not me. I remember one time even Joni tried her hands at controls. That's when we were down at Disney. We didn't have somebody show up, and she was there pushing the buttons, but Tom, it didn't work, I have to tell you.
Well, I'm not surprised, you know. You got to be a pro at this thing here.
I know, and there's so many
job buttons. Security.
It's so many buttons to push and levers to pull down.
That's
so,
right. That's right.
It's a lot to do. I hope both of you had a great gardening week, or a great week anyway.
Certainly did. Could use a little more rain, though. It's like walking on straw when I go on the lawn.
You know, we got a tenth of an inch last night.
Boy, we need more than that.
I know. When I went to bed, it was 7/100ths. And I said, gee whiz, maybe we'll get a tenth of an inch. And I got up this morning, and that's what we got, 1/10 of an inch. So, I don't know. Teresa, you say it may rain some more?
Hey, we've got that little, tropical depression starting. If it goes into a tropical storm, it'll be named Arthur. But we're going to get a little of the winds and rain from that. So we can use it. We really could.
Good. Joni's here with me?
Yes, I am.
Always a heckler in the crowd. What can I tell you?
What do you mean?
Well, tell everybody they can give us a call. The number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967, or they can text us at 23680. I have the text messages in front of me. Tom gets the phone calls when you call in. Teresa gets the phone calls.
We've got phone calls coming in.
We got it all figured out here. I was just wondering, how many of us have lawns? I have one. Joni, you mow two lawns.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I have to tell everybody, Joni gets excited when it's lawn mowing time.
Yeah.
And she not only mows our lawn, but she mows the neighbor's lawn also.
One neighbor. Wow. Only one neighbor.
Yeah, well, you've done both of them at times.
Yes.
Yeah. So she just enjoys it. We have a neat deal here. I mentioned it before. We mow the lawn. The neighbor does the edging. I do the fertilizing and pest control. So it's kind
That's
of neat.
That's pretty
deal.
Cool.
Yeah. You have
That's
a lawn?
That's a great neighbor.
All the pictures I've ever seen, your yard, you don't have room for one.
I do not have room for one, and I need to get out there and weed a little bit. I've been a little busy, but happily no lawn in the front yard or backyard. So
I have
more of cottage plants.
but you have weeds.
I have weeds. I've got to get out there.
Yeah, I don't know whether Tom's able to talk or not right now. Tom, you have a lawn?
Oh, I certainly do, and it's I don't mow it, though. I gave up on that a few years ago.
Yeah, well, you need to get Joni to do it.
All right. She's hired.
She'll ride her little John Deere lawnmower over there. Anyway, we miss National Lawn Care Month. And so I was just thinking about a couple of tips here. And one of them is, you know, you probably should be mowing your yard, a lawn, if you have one at this time of year, about once a week. And we don't want to remove any more than one-third of the leaf blade. And here's something I think is important. Mow in different directions. Teresa, have you seen lawns where there's ruts in there, where they go the same way all the time?
I'm working with several yards that have the ruts in it, and you know, it's kind of compacts it when you do that, and it really hurts the soil, and it's not good for the grass. You do have to mow it in different directions.
Yeah, so you mow it in different directions, and you get a nice look to your lawn. You keep that nice look. Have a sharp blade. That's another one of my tips, and keep the blade at the same height year-round. For some reason, I don't know how this got started. Teresa, maybe you know, but people have jockeyed the lawnmower blade up and down at different times. You know anything about that?
No, I don't, but they think they have to mow it, you know, at different heights at different times of the year, and it just needs to be the one height all the time. You don't have to go through all that effort.
Yeah, we're in Florida here, folks. I don't know what they do up north. I've forgotten that I've been away such a long time. And the last little safety tip I have here is be safe with your mower. Make sure no one else is near you. Clear the area of debris. I've heard stories where lawnmower blades have picked up wire and put them into the trunks of trees and even people's legs.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
That's kind of
got to be careful.
Yeah. We have a number of things here. And one thing, maybe we can just give what each one or two things each one of us are doing in our landscape. For instance, I've been repotting, refilled some color in the landscape, and I need to get the fertilizing. I haven't done that yet. How about you, Teresa?
Well, I am, cutting back on my orchid flowers that they've already, they've already bloomed. And so I'm just kind of trimming those up and getting those all ready, fertilizing those for the springtime and summer. And then I'm also buying plants. And so the nurseries are open. They're doing great. They're bringing in new plants. But I ordered some special ones. And these are the Calocasia Pharaoh's Mask. And they're a 3D Calocasia, which looks, if you're not familiar with the word, the name Calocasia, it looks like an elephant ear. And the ribs on the leaves are purple, and they raise up. So I can't wait for them to do that because they're not doing it now.
Yeah, this is something that comes more with maturity. Is that correct?
Yes, when it starts to get mature, it starts to bend over, and the leaf stays green, but the ribs rise up, and they're purple.
How about
that? So it's called Pharaoh's Mask.
Well, you'll have to keep us informed about that one.
I will. I'll post pictures.
Yeah. Joni's been out doing a little pruning and picking leaves off the crotons. Right, Joni?
Right, yes.
And she found a scale insect on one of ours. So
yeah.
I sprayed it yesterday. I tried the neem oil. We'll see what happens there. I may have to go to a systemic in the end. Now, we have a little bit of unfinished business here. And, Teresa, you want to bring us up to steam on the Marcus pumpkin?
Yes, I was very excited to hear Ken's call last week when he talked about the Marcus pumpkin because I'd never heard of it. And this is the a Florida avocado, and it gets quite large. The tree gets 30 to 50 feet, but the avocados get to be between 3 and 4 pounds each. They're huge. So they're a good cold hardiness. They get they can take temperatures down to 20 degrees, mid to low 20s. And Tom, I have a question for you. What does it mean when they say a fruit tree is a shy bearer?
Yeah, that means it doesn't produce a whole lot, or it tends not to produce. And so if it's a shy bearer, that means instead of getting baskets of fruit, you're probably going to get one basket of fruit. So that just means that it's not a heavy bear is what it says.
Right. So is that because it's so big that the tree puts all its energy into just a few fruits rather than a lot of small ones?
Yeah, you know, that makes sense to me, and that's what I would say would be the situation where you're getting the big fruit, so the tree's going to struggle to produce that one there or several of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see some of this on mangoes also. You know, everybody sees those big flower heads out there, and they expect every one of those little flowers to set fruit, and it's not the case. You get a fruits here, fruits there, but you get a lot in the end.
Right. Well, you can get them. I contacted a couple of nurseries, and they don't have any. They're sold out for the year. But if you're interested in one, you know, just do a Google search on them, and there's vendors in Florida that do sell them.
Very good. So you can get the Marcus pumpkin. You just can't get it this year. So
right.
Somewhere around there. I'm going to hold off on the lemon. We'll tell about that when we come back. So I think what we'll do right now is just take a break. John Roberts, University of Florida, Orange County Residential Horticulturist and Master Gardener Coordinator is going to be with us. And he's going to be talking about hurricanes, hurricane damage to trees and what we can do. We have an active hurricane season coming up. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Getting ready to go boating is just as important as the safety precautions you take while on the water. This National Safe Boating Week, make sure you have your safety equipment and know how to use it. Life jacket? Check. Whistle or horn? Check. Flares? Check. Personal locator beacon? Got it. These are just a few of the items to have prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and U.S. Coast Guard. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
To you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to be with you, Tom and Teresa, Joni. Tom Benson is answering your phone calls, and we'll take your text messages also at 23680. We're happy to have you with us, that's for sure. I've got one text message here from Peterson Nursery in Lakeland. They said there's a butterfly lecture today at 9:30. So if you're in the area, you know where Peterson Nursery is located. And Joni and I always enjoy going down and talking with Howie and Karen
yes.
and everybody.
Yes, yes.
And so at 9:30, Peterson Nursery, you got a text message. You can give us a text message, too, with a question, 23680. Teresa, remember last week we got a question about lemons, one of the recommendation.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and one of them was really not a lemon, true lemon, but we mentioned the Meyer lemon, and also I think I mentioned Eureka. Well, Joe wrote in to me, and he said he has 4,500 trees of Harvey lemon.
Wow.
And, I'm not familiar with it, but he said it looks like Eureka, which I probably have seen the lemon and called it Eureka, but it's of unknown origin, but evidently it came about in Florida in the Clearwater area. It was found by Harvey Smith. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Harvey
yes,
lemon.
It does.
And it was found on the property of George James in Clearwater, Florida. It was taken to Jacksonville area in 1948, and it was sold in the state by Glen St. Mary's Nursery, which has been a famous nursery. It has survived the freezes of the 60s and 70s. The information I have says it'll go down to 16 degrees.
That's a good lemon then.
Yeah.
Is it juice lemon or is it
Eureka.
Just like a Eureka. Wow. Yeah. Excellent.
It has a typical lemon shape. He said tart, juicy fruit, lemon flavor, and it ripens between September and March, and the tree gets to be about 12 feet high and 8 to 10 feet wide. Let's see what else. It's self-fertile, means it doesn't need cross-pollination, and you put them 8 to 10 feet apart, and away you go. Harvey Lemon, I'm glad. Thank
4, you, Joe, 000.
For writing that information into us. I guess everybody's heard that we've got a hurricane season coming up, so why don't we get some information on our tree care? Let's bring in John Roberts, who I'm sure is coming down the garden path. Dr. John Roberts, University of Florida and Orange County Residential Horticulturist and Master Gardener Coordinator at the Orange County Extension Center. And John, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. And I guess you've seen the information. 14 to 18 named tropical storms with a possible 7 to 9 will turn into hurricanes. That's AccuWeather. And Colorado State University forecasts 16 named storms with 8 hurricanes. So we need to kind of get our trees in shape, don't we?
Yeah, it's definitely the time to be thinking about that. Could be a pretty active season.
Yeah, I don't want to be caught like we were in 2004. And at that time, we had 3 hurricanes come through, and the first one was Charlie. I mean, it really tore up the trees, and I was met on the street by a couple, and I'd written an article in the Orlando Sentinel, I guess about a month earlier to that, talking about getting our trees ready. And they said they did the needed pruning, got an arborist in, and they had almost no damage to their trees, where in the area, others were just coming down and limbs breaking and everything. So it pays to get some work done.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And if you're using the practices from, that a lot of the certified arborists out there are using, it can definitely reduce a lot of the potential damage that you get in storms.
Yeah. What are some of the more susceptible trees to storm damage?
So they did a lot of research after that, particularly after that season, that stretch where we had a lot of hurricanes that you just mentioned. And I guess a lot of the more, in terms of species, laurel oak and water oak tend to be big ones. Carolina laurel cherry, Chinese elm, pecan, and Norfolk Island pines are, and pines and cedars in general also tend to not perform the best. So.
Yeah. And they're on my list, too. Teresa?
Yeah, I, you know, he was talking about the scrub oaks, and they do, they just fall over, and the pine trees, they will fall over, and they don't make it. They will eventually die if they're even leaning, you know, and the roots are out of the ground. So pine trees are definitely, you want to make sure that if you've got them near your house, that they're safe.
Yeah, what are some of the more resistant trees?
So based on the same research that, you know, Ed Gilman and Mary Duryea did, live oak, stand live oak, southern magnolia, hollies, bald and palm cypress, various podocarpus species, and most palms tend to do pretty well.
Oh, that's good. Now, if we're out there, we're concerned about our trees, even if we aren't concerned about them, we should check them out. How should we inspect our trees to make sure they're storm safe?
Well, the biggest thing to look for are dead branches. Their positions should definitely be noted, and it should be considered to remove those branches as well. From there, try and tell if the tree is just overall healthy. Do the branches look like they're full of leaves? Is there dieback or significant portions of the canopy that are dead? Does the tree have decay? Are there mushrooms growing on the tree? Overall, has the tree seemed like it's declining over the past 5 years or so? These can all be pretty big indicators that the tree may not hold up very well in a storm.
Yeah. I always look at these twin trunks also, you know, where they have two limbs growing real close to each other. That kind of looks like that's pretty susceptible to damage, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, I mean, like you know, it was mentioned there, the overall health, but another big consideration is definitely the structure of the tree. Basically, trees without a strong central leader, so these trees with codominant stems and large branches that have included bark growing it, you know, basically where a situation where the branch or another trunk where they're growing into each other can be very problematic in a storm event.
2004, I can tell you, those are the trees that split out. It was just amazing. I could go through my neighborhood and see it, and that's just the way it happened. Teresa, got a question?
Yes, I do. So John, what should people do if we do have a storm and a tree gets knocked over or starts to lean? Should they just leave it? Because you still see a lot of trees from these past storms that are leaning over and they're growing out of the ground. What should they do if they see a tree leaning after a storm?
Well, I guess this is one of these situations where it depends if there's a target or not. If there's something that is underneath of the tree, they should definitely consider the fact that it might need to be removed. If there's nothing that like it looks like it's immediately going to impact, they need to just monitor the situation. And if it starts decreasing, if there's any more, like particularly if there's lifting of the root plate, that's the biggest thing biggest indicator that the tree might be having a problem and they should have it removed.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, always look at the laurel oaks, and it seems like the laurel oaks just rot out right at the base, the older ones. So when you get up around 35, 40 years old, you see all the rot right down under the main area of the tree, the base of the tree. Just amazing. Now, I see all different kind of pruning also. Some remove all the bottom leaves and leave clusters at the top. What do you think?
Well, that's a pretty common thing that happens. The type of pruning that you mentioned where the clusters of leaves are left at the top of the tree is super common. It's typically not a good thing. A lot of people, even some folks that trim trees professionally, are used to bad cultural practices where they do this. And they think that they need to open up the canopy to let wind pass through the entire tree. So they will sometimes remove a lot of the small inner branches along the canopy while leaving the large branches intact that reach up to the top of the tree. We call this raising the canopy. And when the foliage is removed to the top of these branches, the branches themselves are sometimes called lion's tails. However, leaving only the branches at the top of the canopy, these lion's tails, it's basically left like a sail or a wind catch in an area that's most affected by the strong gusts. So the trees that actually do better, a tree that's pruned well it'll have a strong central leader. But on the other side of this, it seems like counterintuitive tree that's been neglected, even that looks like these giant balls, kind of ball shape. They'll look a little bit less dense once they've been cut or pruned properly, and it'll kind of look like it's had a haircut.
Okay. So that would be a nice storm-proof tree. So when does all this training begin? You know, I know people put in new trees, and they wait until they get about 15, 20 years old, and then they start to thinking about maybe a storm's coming up. When does the training really begin?
Well, it begins all the way in the nursery. So the sapling is like, they should be cut or pruned in such a manner as to have a strong central leader. And so I guess like when homeowners, they go out to go buy these trees from nurseries, they should look around for, ask for Florida Number One and Florida Fancy. Those are FNGLA ratings for having better form. And from there, I guess once after the tree is established, about a year or so of the tree being in the ground, it's safe to begin pruning for good structure. And ideally, what they'll do is they'll promote for a central leader and remove like stems or branches that might compete with that leader, leading stem, and try and continually sculpt the tree like yearly, like reassess like what the tree looks like, and then like remove or subordinate these branches that might leave the bad form.
Sure. Well, I got one final question for you. How do we find a reliable company to do the work that we need?
So, that's a pretty easy one. So, go to International Society of Arboriculture's webpage, treesaregood.org, and click on Find an Arborist, and then from there you'll be prompted to put in your zip code, and you'll find plenty of good tree workers in your area.
Good. Sounds good, John. Appreciate it. Dr. John Roberts, University of Florida, Orange County Residential Horticulturist, Master Garden Coordinator. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for having me again.
Okay, and we're going to head into a break time here. And coming around the corner, Joni is going to be talking about crotons. And it's one of our favorite plants.
Yes, yes.
And we have a lot of them on the patio out there. And you can go ahead and get your calls in at this time, 1-888-45-LAWNS or Texas 23680. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Darcy the cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow contains 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
I don't know whether we're going to get any rain or not. It looks like it's lightening up pretty much out there. Teresa, I hate to tell you, I don't think the rain's going to hit us today.
I don't think so. It's just we need it. So hopefully we get some. I'm praying for it.
Yeah, we got. I hope you've got better contacts than I have. we've got a tenth of an inch overnight, so I don't know. Let's get Joni in here. What do you say with Joni's Corner?
Okay. I'm here. Right now?
Yes, you're here.
Okay. Well, if you have a few crotons in your landscape, it may be time to add a few. And when you do, you may find them a little addictive. There are so many types of them, from different leaf shapes like flat or corkscrew to growth habits, height, and width. Even leaf colors can be just about any color you like, with shades of red, oranges, yellows, to plain green, and when they all these combinations of variegated colors, some even with polka dots. Believe that? Crotons have been grown in tropical gardens for centuries, and they are becoming even more popular than ever as time passes. In their native habitat, tats of India, Malaysia, and South Pacific Islands, where they usually grow to different heights as shrubs, and some even into small trees. Some crotons will do well even as their inside house plant in a bright area, or even where they may be in a little sunshine, a sunlight peeking through a window, unlike many other foliage plants that can't deal with any sunlight at all. Florists often find croton sections an excellent choice for use in floral arrangements, using just the leaves or stems into whole branches. Occasionally they are used in corsages or possibly in wedding bouquets. Would you believe that?
Yeah.
As they add an exotic floral touch. Here in Florida, crotons can grow to 6 feet or more in height and width. In South Florida, the warmer parts of Central Florida, they are evergreen, and evergreen meaning that they will keep their leaves year-round. Grown either in large pots or used as an accent shrub, and what's very nice is that they are drought-tolerant. We grow ours in large pots so we can protect them in the winter as the winter brings us colder weather than we would like. If you try one or two crotons, your eyes will always be open. The one that's different.
You certainly will.
Yes.
And I ran into a gentleman one time who was a traveling salesman who grew crotons, and he had something like 50 different types in his yard.
He
did an article with him.
Types?
Yeah, and he would pick up a different croton every time he would go to different nurseries throughout the state.
Wow.
50?
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
Teresa, you use a lot of crotons?
In my tropical landscapes, I do. I love the exotic ones, like the painter's brush. And so the kinds, and then there's also one that I use in the little chimneys that looks like fire coming out of the of the pot. So they're good for using in that respect. I love the color on them is just amazing.
Yeah. You know what I find is that the garden centers only have a couple of different types, and there's so many different types out there.
And you just have to Google the crotons. There's some that have amazing and very hard to find crotons. And, you know, we can see them at the plant sales too. Some of them come up in the Central Florida area. But if you're in the South Florida area or in, you know, North Florida, I would just Google them and see if you can get them. And they ship them too. So you can find a lot of different ones.
Yes.
You can become addicted.
I know, just like the gentleman had over 50 varieties there. Hey, we got a phone call, right, Teresa?
We do. We have Charlie in Deltona. He has a question about caterpillars. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning. All right, so this time of year, I have these caterpillars. I have a back yard pool, in-ground pool. And these caterpillars, they just crawl out of somewhere, and they just fall into my pool, drive me crazy. But is there anything that you could use to kind of disseminate these caterpillars?
Charlie, first of all, does it have a hard shell on it, or is it hairy? Is it hairy?
It's a very hard shell, and they're about 4 inches long.
Okay.
Wow.
That there would be a millipede, probably, and not a real caterpillar. And what it's doing is coming out of the mulch, and it's coming out of the lawn area near your pool. And at this time of year, people start to complain about them because it gets so dry where they're normally living that they're out there trying to find a damp place, and they'll even start to come into the home if they can.
Ooh.
So what you need to do is find something for pest control around the house or in the lawn. And that will help. I'm going to tell you, it's not easy to get control of them when they're such a large millipede. So I would go through and find one of the pesticides for perimeter treatment around the house or lawns, or you can use them in the mulch to try to get control. But they're really not true caterpillars.
Right. Yes, you have to look at the label and see if it's labeled for millipedes. And
it's always good. The label's the law, so you follow the label. Does that help you, Charlie?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And I love you. Love the show.
Okay. Thank you for being there. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Do we have anything on the text?
No. Only thing I have was the butterfly lecture, and that's coming up here. But it is time for us to take a break. So why don't we go ahead and take the break, and everybody has an opportunity to call in. 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. Teresa and I'll be right back. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow contains 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Getting ready to go boating is just as important as the safety precautions you take while on the water. This National Safe Boating Week, make sure you have your safety equipment and know how to use it. Life jacket? Check. Whistle or horn? Check. Flares? Check. Personal locator beacon? Got it. These are just a few of the items to have prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Learn more at myfwc.com.
check out our gardening how-to videos on the web at hisandhersgardening.com. That's hisandhersgardening.com. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you here, Tom and Teresa. It's a TNT show. we're waiting for your calls, of course, 1-888-45-LAWNS. Still a little time, enough time to get a call in during this hour. And I do have a message here from Bob Hodling, who is University of Florida Master Gardener. He said it's time for rain dances. And he's given me some other information, too, and if we have time, we'll mention a little bit of that. But some of his crops are finishing up and things of that nature. And, Teresa, we have a phone call, right?
We do. We have John in Lakeland. He's calling about his oak tree. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing? I hope it doesn't rain because my big oak tree, it's three trunks coming out of the ground, and one split off and went right under the roof and punched a hole.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, terrible. And the other two are split, too. And, of course, the insurance company only wants to pay for the one on the roof. And I came to the conclusion the whole tree's got to go because it's rotted right in the middle. You can put your hand down there and pull up pulp-like.
Oh, yeah.
What a shame.
That is part of what John was talking about, where we have those multiple trunk trees. And they create a cavity there which can rot out depending on what type of oak it is, especially the laurel oak. Live oaks aren't so bad, but they'll also push apart. The trunks will push apart, and that can become a problem. So anyway, I hope it doesn't rain for you also and cause you more problems.
Well, the insurance company, the arborist says it's going to be $9,000 to cut the whole tree down.
Wow! How tall was it, or how
big
was it?
It's a big one, but there's no way to get in the backyard. They got to go over the roof with a crane.
Yeah,
that
ups the price. Yeah.
Of course, I'll be glad to get it out of there. I can make a bigger garden.
There you go.
You'll have a little bit more sunshine.
Pardon?
You'll have a little bit more sunshine.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I did have one question. My turmeric, it's sprouted, but it's not doing anything.
You know, it's just a good time for it to get started growing. Turmeric grows just like a ginger grows in a clump or a cluster. And it's sprouting, which is good, so I just keep it moist, give it a little fertilizer. And have you divided it in recent years, or what have you done?
No, it's a new one. It's just a grocery store turmeric.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that may be a little slow getting started. Sometimes they're treated to keep them from growing. I don't know for sure.
I guess it needs acidic soil. Is that right?
Slightly acid. Yeah, Teresa?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that, usually every yard has unless you're on the coast. So if you've got it in the right, shaded conditions, and you should have a little bit of an acidic soil there, it should be fine.
Yeah, my ginger is growing like crazy. It just filling up so much of the yard, I got to pull some of it out.
There, yeah, you could sell it back to the supermarket.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Okay, well, good luck to you, John. Yeah.
Thank you, John. Tom, we have Jeff in Tallahassee. He has a question. Good morning, okay. Jeff.
Hey, good morning to you. Here's my question. I'm sure a lot of gardeners, I'm just kind of getting back into gardening now a little bit. And I have a twofold question here. When is the better time of the 24-hour period to water plants that are thriving in your garden?
Teresa?
I tell you what, I was just talking about this yesterday with someone. You want to water when the plants can dry off within 4 to 5 hours. So that's, you know, when I say early morning, it's early for us to get up. But I would say anytime after 5 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock would be the best time, and it'll dry off before 9 or 10. If you start watering in the early evening at 6 or 7 o'clock at night, or even 2 to 3 in the morning, the plants are going to be wet for a really long period. And with our humidity, the heat, the temperature, and with the pathogens we have in our landscape, it's just going to cause some disease or fungal issues.
Well, that's very good to know. The other question is that, I've got a relatively organic spray that keeps bugs from attacking the tomatoes and the squash plants and the pepper plants. Now, how about application of that? It's a spray that I spray on them. Would that also be better to put on in the morning hours so that it would dry as well?
Tom?
Yeah, well, I'd say early morning or late afternoon. You know, you're not putting a whole lot of water on when you're doing that. You're just putting enough on to wet the leaves or the insects. So I'd go ahead and put it on either early morning or late afternoon. Okay?
That's terrific. Thank you all very much. Appreciate your resourcefulness there. Thank you.
Thank you, okay, Jeff.
Thanks.
Tom, do we have time for another call?
I don't think so. I think we're going to have to delay that
one. Hang on.
Yep, they'll hang on for the next hour because we're going to have to go to break here in just a few seconds. But I just want to go over very quickly a couple of things that people could grow now if they're growing vegetables. We can do things like tomatoes and snap beans, but hurry and get them in. Okra, Seminole pumpkins, and yard-long beans and things of that nature. Hey, we'll be back for hour number two. Teresa has her guest, the houseplant guru, and we're going to be talking about all different kind of things that you can be growing and, of course, answering your questions. So don't go away. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McGubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners, do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.